several of us could shout right there a little while. I try not to glory in my past because there's no glory in it. Some people talk about what they used to be, and it almost sounds like they're bragging. And we ought not to brag on our wickedness and how bad we were. Man, what we ought to be bragging on is our newness of life and what Jesus has done for us. But looking around this room, so many of us knew each other before we got saved, before we got right with God. And we remember what we were. And then we look around tonight and it's just a blessing, man, to see what God's done in and through our lives. It's unreal, man. And if God can use a bunch like us, He can use anybody. Take your Bible tonight and turn to 1 Chronicles, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. And I'll be very brief tonight, just a simple thought. There's not many people here. We'll get you out of here, Lord willing, in good order. I know, quit shaking your head, Brother Stacy. Every time I say that, I wind up preaching a long time, but I really don't think I will tonight. I was looking this week, you know, was talking this morning about our greatest example as dads would be the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater example than Him. Amen? And man, if we could live our lives just a little bit like Jesus. This morning we talked about, my mind just went blank, Psalms 103. We talked about, somebody help me with my points. Anybody remember the first one? Yay, slow to anger. Tabitha remembered that one, Brother Robbie. Amen. Thank God, man, if we could learn to be slow to anger. Be slow to anger now. Don't get mad at her. Amen. Be slow to anger. And then the next one was the scope of His mercy. Is that right? Or strength of His mercy. And we went on through several attributes about God. If we could adopt those into our life. But I got thinking about it this week, and there's several men in the Bible that, man, if we could just follow in their footsteps a little bit. I've always, you know, kids watch television and they watch all the superheroes and all that. And Jonah, when he comes to the house, he's always a different superhero. He's Iron Man. He's Captain America and Spider-Man and all kind of stuff. Last time he came to the house, he brought a mask with him. I forgot which character it was. And he brought his mask because he had already planned on Nina taking him to Walmart and getting this gun to go with the mask. Amen. They know their grandmother. Amen. And play her like a fiddle. And of course, I'm just as guilty. But they love to pretend to be this one or that one. And that's fine. Amen. When I was a kid, it wasn't Captain America and Iron Man and Spider-Man. It was the Lone Ranger. Amen. I wanted to be the Lone Ranger. I remember watching Rawhide. Anybody watch Rawhide? Rowdy Yates and Clint Eastwood. I'd go to the kitchen and get a can of pinto beans and open them and eat them out of that can like they did, you know. But I remember that. We always want to aspire to be somebody that we're looking up to. Well, there's some men of God in the Bible that it wouldn't hurt us as adults. That if we could look up to and say, man, I'd like to have a little bit of what old Elijah had. I'd like to have a little bit of what old Joshua had. I love Joshua. Joshua was my Old Testament hero. I love him. I'd like to have a little bit of the gumption that Simon Peter had. I'd like to have the love that John had. And we could go through there and we could look at these men. I'd love to have the wisdom that Solomon had. Amen. Hey, we could just go through. We could just go through the Bible. We could find some men and pick attributes from their life. But in 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, we'll read some scripture in just a second. But the man, the Bible talks about this man very briefly. Don't know an entire lot about his life, but his name is Jabez. And I got to looking at some men in the Bible who prayed. And I thought about Jabez, and I remember several years ago there was a famous preacher. I don't remember his name. Some of you might. But he preached a message, and that thing kind of went viral, if you will. And he wrote a book called The Prayer of Jabez. And that thing, everywhere you went, people was talking about, are you praying the prayer of Jabez? Are you praying the prayer of Jabez? And I maybe have this totally wrong. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Y'all remember that, The Prayer of Jabez? And from what I could gather, and I believe somebody gave me the book, I looked for it this afternoon, but I never read it. It was one of those things that just got set aside, and I never looked at it. But from what I could comprehend, this entire phenomenon about the prayer of Jabez, it was mostly a thing to do with prosperity. If I remember right. Now, I'm not being critical. I want to prosper, and I want God to prosper our people. But I think the prayer is a little different or a little deeper than prosperity. And I want to give you some things. This is not just for men or fathers. This is for moms, too. We all certainly ought to pray every day. But there's some things in Jabez's prayer that I want to point out tonight. And if we could model our prayer in somewhere, incorporate this into our prayer life every single day, I think it'd make a difference. I really do. In 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, it's kind of odd. We're reading down through here, and it's a genealogy. How many of you love reading genealogies? Y'all know what genealogies are? And so-and-so begat so-and-so and so-and-so, and you can't pronounce any of those names. And a lot of times, I used to, and I'd read my Bible, I'd skip over them. And the Lord said, hey, that's Bible too. So I started reading them as bad as I still don't like it. It's still just laborious to read through that. But right in the middle of this, I mean, if you'll start in verse number 1, that's what this thing is. He's given a genealogy, and he gets down to verse number 9. And the Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now, right in the middle of all these genealogies, I just thought it was odd, Brother Todd, that God mentions this man Jabez, and he doesn't just say, and so-and-so begat Jabez, and Jabez begat so-and-so. He stops, and he makes a statement about Jabez and said that he was more honorable than all his brethren. Now, for God to call you honorable, that's a big deal. For God to look at somebody and say, that's an honorable man. Now, boy, I believe that'd be the highest compliment one could ever receive. But God stops right in the middle of this thing and says that Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. And in verse number 10, we have this famous prayer of Jabez. And the Bible said in Jabez, in verse 10, called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from Israel, or from evil, good night, I can't see, keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The best part of that prayer is the end of it, where it said, and God granted him what he requested. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. The greatest thing about prayer is the answer to prayer. I'm glad we have a God who answers by prayer. Amen. Amen. Hey, you could have been born in a Muslim family. You could be praying to Allah tonight, who don't hear a word you say. Are y'all all right? You could be praying to Muhammad or one of the, you could be praying to one of them false gods or a dead god. You could be praying to Buddha, who doesn't hear anything you say. But I'm glad we have a God who hears our prayer and he answers our prayer. Now, and again, I'm not bashing the man who wrote the book. I'm nothing against him. I ain't throwing rocks. I don't, that's not what this is about. But I believe this prayer is a little deeper than prosperity. Amen. 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 Now, when we think about our flesh automatically, Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Lord, I need this. I need that. If we had everything we have said we needed, we wouldn't have a place to put it. Somebody help me right there. If God gave you everything you asked for, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Amen. And we all want to prosper. I hear people all the time saying, boy, if I ever won the lottery, well, I'd have to play it first, which I don't. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, well, if I won the lottery, would you take a tithe off of it? Yeah. I ain't an idiot. Amen. Yes, sir, we'd pay this place off in a heartbeat. But people are always talking about if I had this and if I had that. And I'm afraid sometimes we spend so much time focusing on what if we had, we lose focus on what we do have. Yes, the Lord told the church in Revelation to strengthen those things which remain. In other words, we ought to focus on what we have. Focus on what's at hand. Don't live in fairy tale land. Amen. Don't plan your life on if you win the lottery. Because chances are you ain't. Matter of fact, it's pretty slim. They had a show on television a while back about past lottery winners. And I believe the title of the show was How the Lottery Ruined My Life. They were worse off after becoming instant millionaires. It takes a certain kind of person to have money. Can't everybody do it? It ruins them. Amen. But I want us to look at this prayer a little beyond just prosperity, physical prosperity. I believe it was a little more spiritual than that. Amen. The Lord didn't even hesitate. He just granted it. In the same verse at the end of the prayer ends, period. And then the very next word says, and God granted it. Just like that. He asked for it. You know what? I believe the key to getting what you want, I've said this a million times, is to change your heart to want what God wants. If we'll just want what God wants. I started praying for new buses. You know how long I prayed for them? A day. One day. Well, y'all know the story. I saw one of our buses broke down, and God grieved my heart about that old junky bus sitting on the side of the road. And I prayed, God, we need new buses. Well, the next day, we found new buses, and we bought new buses. Amen. You said, boy, isn't that amazing? God answered your prayer that fast. Well, it wasn't just that I wanted new buses. God did too. Amen. Maybe He is just waiting on me to ask. Amen. If we just want the things that God wants, we might be amazed. Now, I want to look at his prayer tonight just for a few minutes. And I want to show you what Jabez asked for. In verse number 10, the Bible said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, watch for his first request from God. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. What's the first thing Jabez asked for? He asked for the blessing of God on his life. Now, it's easy to jump from, Lord, would you bless me, to Lord, would you prosper me. That's easy to make that jump. But the blessings of God are more and bigger than a bank account. Can I say that again? The blessings of God far exceed a new automobile or a vacation home on the beach somewhere. The blessings of God far exceed living on the 18th hole of the biggest golf course in town. The blessings of God are way beyond that. If that's all we can ask for, we're asking shallow. There are blessings of God that money cannot buy. Money can't buy a healthy relationship with your wife. Some of the most miserable people on this planet are wealthy people. Stand in the grocery store line. Look how miserable Hollywood is. Of course, I know you can't believe half that stuff you read on them covers of those. I've always wanted to pick one up, and it says so much on the front, I wonder what it says on the inside. That's some juicy stuff, man. Hey, man, I mean, it tells you enough on the front. You ain't even got to read the article, man. I'm like, good night. J-Lo done got another husband. Hey, man. Every time I turn around, what's that other girl's name? Aniston. Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, every time I turn around, she's on the front of one of them things. I mean, and their lives are just a wreck. Reckon they live in a nice house. Reckon they drive nice cars. I bet you Kate Spade and Michael Kors ain't got nothing on the purses they carry. They got money running out their ears. They've made more money than most people can spend in a lifetime, but they're not happy. Jabez gets before God and he says, God, I want you to bless me indeed. It wouldn't hurt us one little bit to every day in our life pray for the blessings of God on our life. Amen. When's the last time you asked the Lord to bless you? Think about it seriously. When is the last time you personally asked God to bless your life? You say, well, I hadn't really asked for it like that. I got to reading this thing and I was thinking the same thing. I hadn't really asked God to bless my life. Not lately. I've asked God to do this and asked God to do that, but just to specifically ask God, Lord, bless me indeed. That's what he said. Lord, bless my life. Now listen to me. Blessings go beyond, remember, monetary gain. Blessings go beyond Caribbean vacations and cruises. It goes way beyond all that stuff. Amen. There are blessings that you cannot buy. Lord, bless me with a healthy marriage. Lord, bless me with a great relationship with my wife. Lord, bless me with children that are trying to live right and do right. Lord, bless me with grandchildren that are saved and know you as their Savior. Lord, bless me with health. Amen. I just heard this week about a friend of ours, Tiny, Brother Tiny, he's about that tall, that plays with the servers. Stage 4 lung cancer. We was in the prayer room tonight and Brother Sean was telling about somebody in Sister Carrie's family. Was it uncle? Oh, okay, and Tyler's mother's family. They just told him 4 weeks ago, that he had a brain tumor? Had a cancerous brain tumor. 4 weeks ago, they told him he had 3 to 6 months to live. He passed away today at 3:00. Man, you don't ever know. You don't ever know. We ought to pray every day, God bless me with health. Amen. We tend to ask God for stuff money can buy. We tend to ask God for stuff that the world can give us. But we fail to ask God for the thing that only He can give us. Amen. And the world's got cars. The world's got houses. The world's got money and wealth and ships and cruises and yachts. And they got all that stuff. The world has that too. Amen. Well, we ought to be asking God for something that can't nobody but God do. I remember when little Tanner Dunlop was a baby. He just graduated high school. And he's at his last week of Camp Sunshine. That's the kids' camp for cancer patients. This is the last year he'll ever get to go. And then next year he'll go back and he's going to be a counselor. And that thrills my soul every time I think about it. Amen? But I'll never forget Dr. Boyston. That's Tanner's brain surgeon. And he's operated on Tanner's brain several times. But when he was just a little bitty fellow, was he two? 2 years old, I'll never forget that doctor coming in that waiting room and looking us in the face, and he said, this tumor is in a place that only the hand of God can go. I'll never forget that. I said, God, you heard him. The doctor's just admitted his inadequacy. The doctor has just admitted to all of us that he can't do this. So God, we're depending on you. And I'm glad we've got a God that we can ask a blessing of that can go beyond what man can do, what man can say, or what man can even think. Amen. I won't belabor the story much because you've heard it till you're sick of it. But if you get sick of it, you're weird. The doctor's pretty much told Ashley, you're done. Get a video camera. Make memories for your baby. Ain't nothing we can do. Jack you up on morphine. That's all we know today. That was their mind. That's all they knew. But I'm glad we knew a God who knows a little more than they know. Amen. I'm glad we got a God in heaven. We can say, God, bless and touch Ashley Hofford. Amen. Beyond what a doctor can do. We ought to pray every day, God, bless my life. All through the Bible, people ask God for things. I like Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24. The Bible said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And you know what? You can't buy peace. You might buy happiness for a little while, but that's short-lived. You don't buy peace. There is the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 2, the Bible said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15, the Bible said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, in believing. Hey, listen, we ought to thank God every day and we ought to pray, God, give us peace, give us joy. That's the blessing we ought to pray for. Amen. Peaceful people are rarely angry people or bitter people. Amen. You rarely see a husband and wife throwing in the towel on their marriage when they're at peace with God. If we're at peace with God, we're at peace with one another. So Jabez prayed for the blessing of God. We ought to pray every day, Lord, bless my life, bless my home, bless my family. Bless my family. You say, well, what does that in blessing include? Just the hand of God. We ought to just pray every day for God's presence on our life. Amen. Now, I know it's the prayer of Jabez book, it's a lot more exciting than that. Because our flesh wants to say, yeah, but what about the money and the stuff and the, you know. Let me tell you something. If you get the blessing of God on your life, you don't care. Oh, if you got it, okay. If somebody took you on a cruise, yeah, sure, I'll go. If somebody gave you a home in the Caribbean, yeah, thanks. No, I can't afford the airfare to get there, amen. But man, when you got the peace of God in your heart, you see, that's why people are praying every day for monetary stuff. Lord, bless me with this. God, bless me with that. Or if we had this, if we had that. No, you know, no, you wouldn't. You think having this or having that would make you happy? It would not. The peace of God will make you happy. As I get older and realize how much more important the peace of God is in my heart and in my family and the joy of the Lord, when I realize how important that is, the less all that other stuff seems to matter. Amen. Somebody told me this week, we were down in Foley, Alabama, down Gulf Shores, and my truck was sitting in a church parking lot, and one of them young men said, man, I'd give anything to have a truck like that. I thought, no, man. No, you wouldn't. It's just a truck. That's all it is. It's just a truck. You know what the one I had before it was? It's just a truck. Drive it till it wears out and get another. It ain't no big deal, man. That ain't what makes me happy. Going on a vacation ain't what makes me happy. Having the blessing of God in my life is what makes me happy. Amen? So Jabez just simply prayed, Lord, bless me. But then he didn't stop there. Now this is where they get really wrapped up with the prosperity. He said, and enlarge my coast. And enlarge my coast. And all the prayer of Jabez people said, oh, the Lord will give you more land and he'll give you more stuff. I think it's more than that. I think when he says, Lord, enlarge my coast, maybe let's look at it this way. He said, Lord, bless me. Lord, increase my influence. Increase my influence. Give me greater spiritual influence as a husband. Help me to have a greater positive influence in the life of my wife. How many of you men, don't raise your hand, but how many of you men have ever prayed and asked God to forgive you for the direction you led your own life? Well, I got quiet. Like I said, don't raise your hand, but I'll go ahead and tell you I have. Lord, I didn't have the right influence on my wife. I want to have the right influence on my children. Lord, increase my coast. Increase my area of influence. God, give me a greater influence with my children. I said this morning, would you be all right if your children turned out just like you? Levi got done preaching the other night and somebody said, boy, I said, Daddy made over. Well, you talking about making Daddy feel pretty good. I told you this morning, somebody jokingly the other day, they went to visit Levi's church and they said, man, he's going to do more than you or something like that. He's going to pass you up. That's what they said. You better watch out. He's going to pass you up. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Levi sent me a text. I don't know the exact words, telling me Happy Father's Day. And he thanked me for the influence that I had in his life. Chances are he's a preacher because daddy's one. Chances are the drunk out there is a drunk because daddy was one. God, give me a good influence, not just with my wife, but with my children and with my grandchildren. Hey, then it goes further. That's what he's saying. Enlarge my coast. It goes further. Increase my influence, not just with my wife and my children, my grandchildren, but my church. My community, my job, where you work. God, give me an influence.
Yes.
I wonder, I remember Clint, when I went to work for the Board of Education. You know, I worked there almost 20 years. Man, that was crazy. Long time. I went to work, and I'll never forget the first paycheck I got. I cried for 30 minutes. I was like, no, what have I done? Anyway, when I first went to work there, I didn't know anybody. Didn't know anybody. Everybody there heard one way or the other that I was a preacher. There is one man, and purposely he did it every day. He'd come tell me a filthy joke. He is retired from the Air Force. You know what I'm saying? And he'd sing me a hymn. Yeah, shut up. He didn't make my mind think something bad. Do you know what? Over time, that stopped. That same man that purposely, just because he knew I was a preacher, came and tell me something vulgar and ugly, that same man, if I was preaching somewhere close to where he lived, he'd come, sit there, big old tears roll down his face. You know what God did? He increased the influence a little bit. I got to lead a couple of them guys to the Lord and see them get their families in church. Hey, I wasn't the perfect employee either. I ain't saying I was the perfect example. But God increases our influence.
Yes.
Amen. We ought to ask God to increase our influence. As a church, we ought to ask God to increase our influence. When we first came here, and it's still a little bit that way, but not like it was. When we first moved from Dallas to Villarica, they thought we were a cult. They did. I really don't know why, but they thought we were a cult. I think because of passing out gospel tracts and street preaching. I think might have been the biggest reason. Our school had a dress code. That probably had something to do with it. They thought we were a cult. But you know what we've done? Brother Todd, over the years, we've begun to have a little influence in our city and in our town. You know what God's doing? As a church, He's increasing our coast. He's increasing our coast. A couple of years ago, maybe three or four, Brother Stacy, the city called and wanted us to take part and set up a booth at the Christmas tree lighting here in town. They ask us. Used to it be like, oh no, you don't want Happy Valley down here. Don't ask them.
Yeah. Amen.
No, bro. They'll be condemning everybody to hell and all. No, you don't want that crowd down here. But God has increased our coast. He's enlarged our coast a little bit. Now listen, I know our building ain't going to hold none. It don't look like that tonight, but it ain't going to hold no much more than what we've got coming. And our parking lot ain't going to park no more than what we've got coming. But I'm not going to start praying for God to enlarge our coast. God enlarges our coast when we take on another missionary.
Amen.
Where's that guy going we just took on a couple weeks ago? Southeast Asia. I'd say that's increasing our coast, wouldn't you, Brother Todd? I can't even tell you how to get to Southeast Asia. Other than go to the Hartsfield Jackson and get on a plane. Amen. I think it's that way. On the other side of the world. Amen. God increased our coast. That's what He said. God enlarged my coast. He said, bless me. And then, Lord, would you increase my influence? I think that's a pretty good thing. We ought to pray every single day. Amen. The prayer of Jabez. It's not just about stuff. I think it's more spiritual than it is monetary. Amen. I believe that's why God immediately granted his prayer. Now, did God bless people monetarily? Did he? Sure he did. Abraham and Lot had to split up because God gave them so much. Abraham could handle it. Lot couldn't. God did bless people monetarily. But first, He blessed them spiritually. Did God bless David? Yes or no? Come on. He's the one that raised all the money to build the temple. He didn't build it, but he raised the money for it. We're talking about in today's economy, millions and millions of dollars. So did God bless him monetarily? But that ain't where the blessing of God started. The blessing of God started in a pasture watching some sheep. Just a lowly shepherd boy who loved God. And the Lord said he was a man after his own heart. I believe the first blessings we ought to ask for ought to be spiritual blessings. The first increase, enlarge my coast, it ought to be our coast or our area of influence. God, give us more influence over the lost, over our family. Some of you got family member that's lost and you've been praying for years. You ought to pray God give you some influence. You'd be surprised. You think you're not having any influence. Then all of a sudden somebody in your family or a friend that you've tried to witness to and they just ignore you, all of a sudden they have a little trouble in their life. Guess who they call? They call somebody that they think might get a prayer through. Amen? That's God increasing your influence. Listen, and then he says, not only would you bless me and enlarge my coast, but then Jabez says, and that thine hand might be with me. Is that what he said, Brother Charles? And that thy hand might be with me. Wow. Now, I believe he's asking for God's power. He asked for God's blessing. He asked for God's influence. And then he asked for God's power. Hey, listen. We ought to pray for God's power every day. We ought to pray for God to bless us, our lives, our family. We ought to pray for God to increase our influence. And then with that influence, the power. Amen. Amen. You can witness till your face falls off. But without the power of God, you're wasting your time. I appreciate our people that sing. We got some people that's got some talent. Brother Todd, I'd sooner hear him play the piano as anybody who ever lived. Amen. I'm serious. I wish he'd make a piano CD. Amen. But he hates the studio. Amen. But I really do. I could sit and listen to that all day long. Talent, talent. But you know what I think makes it special? You know what? I think it's the power of God. Now, our singers, we've got some that can sing. But if it wasn't for the power of God on their life.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to brag on my daughter too much because she's my daughter. But man, that youngin takes that stuff serious. When she gets up to sing, she's not trying to perform for you. She wants to please God. And it's evident that God blesses that. Amen. And anything we do for God, we ought to pray, God, anoint this with your power. I prayed tonight, this afternoon, I said, God, I'm going to preach to these people, and I already knew it. I said, it's going to be a slack crowd, but God, you know who's going to be there. God, I need your power as I preach. Touch this, because this could change our lives. Now, you can go buy the book, The Prayer of Jabez. That's fine. I'm not against it. But we ought to get a little bit more mature than, God, give me this stuff and give me that stuff, and Lord, I need this money and that money. Man, we ought to get our lives spiritually fit. Then you might can handle the physical stuff and the monetary stuff. Amen? He prayed for God's power. Wonder how well Peter would have done at Pentecost without God's power. I want the power of God in my house, in my home, in our life, in our church. In Zechariah chapter 4, the Bible said, the Lord answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And we need God's power. There's an old hymn. Brother Charles, you'll probably remember. It says, send the power. Send the power just now. People used to pray for the power of God to fall in a service, fall on a meeting. You know what's happened to C.T. Townsend? And if he hears this, he won't care because I'm not being critical. CT, 7 weeks, in a revival meeting. 350 something people getting saved. 9,000 in attendance. And when I read that, I'm thinking, CT, of all people. CT's a nut. He's a nut. I mean, he's not some deep spiritual. I mean, he's spiritual, don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing him. Do you know what that is? It's not CT. CT can preach. He can. I love him to death. He's my friend. CT can sing. His wife sings better, but CT can sing. You know what it is? It's the power of God. Amen. That week of revival meeting without the power of God would have just been that. It would have went Monday through Friday and it would have been over and somebody would say, boy, we had Brother CT last week and it was a great meeting. But you know what? Somebody prayed for the power of God. And that thing, you know what God's doing? It, with His power, He's enlarging their coast. Amen. They got kicked out of the building they was in. Then they borrowed a 3,000 seat tent and now it won't hold them. Man, I pray it just keep rocking. God give that boy the power of God. Put the power of God on that place, on everybody that sings, on everybody that testifies, on everybody that prays. Lord, we need Your power. That's what old Jabez said. God, I want Your hand on me. I want Your hand on my life. We need to pray that every day. Let me give you this and I'm done. And then Jabez asked for God's protection. He said, and that Thou wouldest keep me from evil. That Thou wouldest keep me from evil. God, protect me. Protect me. God, bless me. Is that what he said? Lord, bless me. Bless me indeed, he said. Lord, enlarge my coast. Increase my influence, God. Amen. And then he said, Lord, put Your hand on me. I need Your power. And then he said, Lord, protect me. Lord, I not only need Your blessing and Your influence. Lord, I not only need Your power, but I need Your protection. Sometimes we get so spiritual, we think we can handle this. And we can't handle this. We need God's protection in our life. Remember, the Lord said about Job in the Bible that there was nobody like him. God picked Job out of everybody on the face of the earth, and God said, there ain't nothing like Job. He's upright and escheweth evil. He's a good man. And the devil went to attack him, and the devil said, I can't. There's a hedge. You've got a hedge around him. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all read your Bible? He said, you got this hedge around Job. I can't even get in to touch him because you've got this hedge. You know what a hedge is? It's a fence. Job was not in the fence or the pen, if you will, to keep Job in. The hedge was there to keep the devil out. Amen. A friend of mine up in Kentucky, brother Tony Shirley's brother, raises like world champion pit bulldogs. And I love Terry Shirley, but I hate pit bulldogs. One comes in my yard, I shoot it just because. Because I got grandbabies and that's what they eat. Amen. It ain't never bit nobody's what they say about every one of them. It ain't never bit nobody. And he's got these world champions, and they don't look like these pit bulldogs. You see these punks walking around, got a leading their dog by a log chain. It might be bad, but it ain't that bad. Amen. I got a 45 in the truck. I promise you, it ain't that bad with a log chain. If it was strong enough to break that log chain, you couldn't lead it down the road. That'd be like leading a dump truck. Amen. Anyway, he raises these dogs. And he had them dogs in kennels and pens. He said, that dog ain't in that pen to keep him in. Dog's in that pen to keep you out. He said, people automatically want to go, oh, look at the puppy. He said, you don't want to do that. You draw back a nut. He said, that dog's in that pen for your protection. Sometimes we think the protection of God. Oh, I'm a Christian now and I can't do this and I can't do that and God's got me in this cage. No, God's got you in His hand. And it's not to keep us in, it's to keep the devil out. Teenagers, you listen to me, and ain't many of you here tonight. But sometimes you think all these rules. That's stupid, we got to wear long shorts. That's stupid, we got to wear a dark t-shirt. Hey, it's for your protection. We know what 14-year-old boys think. Y'all all right? I can get blunt if you want me to. Kids are getting raped all over this country every day. Amen. The rules ain't there to oppress you. They're there to protect you. The devil said, how can I? How can I tempt Job? You got this hedge around it. Man, we ought to pray every day for God to protect us.
Yes, amen, brother.
Protect us physically. Protect us spiritually. We ought to pray for our kids every day. I've been praying for these kids. I pray for them all the time anyway, but especially since they went to New Manon. And we had 13, I believe it was, got saved. In a period of 3 weeks, we had 33 people get saved. It was unreal. I've been praying. We need to have a mass baptism. We need to do it soon. We need to do it soon. Baptize every one of them. But I've been praying, Lord, protect them now. Lord, they're yours. They've got saved. Now the world wants them. God, we need your protection. I can't protect these kids from the world. I'm just their preacher. I don't go to school with them. I don't go to the beach with them when they go on vacation. I can't be there everything they do. And by the way, Mom and Dad, you ain't either. I protect my children as best I can. And they're all grown and married, but I still protect them. You mess with one of my girls, I'll hurt you. Right after he gets done. Amen. But we can't be everywhere they go. You know what I pray? Every day as I travel, every day, God be with my family while I'm gone. Lord, watch over Sister Angie. Lord, watch over Ashley and Todd, Katie and Chase, and Levi and Cora. Watch over them grandbabies. I pray for them, every one, Brother Todd. I call them by name.
Yes, amen.
Lord, be with Hayden today.
Yes.
Be with him at school. God, just put your hand on him, protect him.
Amen.
Be with Jonah and Caroline. Lord, be with Mason and little Zoe. I pray for them every day. That God just protect them.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We hear a tragedy. I mean, seriously, we hear some crazy, tragic stuff.
Amen.
A man walk in a bar and kill 50 people.
Yes.
For his religion. We're living in a dangerous world.
Amen.
A child go to Disney World.
Yes.
I mean, man, that's the dream of a kid. We're taking our grandkids Disney World and get eaten by an alligator. I'm not saying it's because they were bad people. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But we ought to pray every day for our families. I promise you one thing, we go to Disney World, they ain't getting in no lake. I ain't sure I'm going to let them in the bathtub. I don't know. Oh, y'all stay out of the bathroom. There's alligators in there. Don't go. That was one of the saddest things I ever heard. That was pitiful.
Amen.
I'm not saying we're above them, but certainly we're not. But we ought to pray every day, God protect our families.
Amen.
God protect our church. Churches are coming under scandal every day.
Amen.
Preachers are coming under scandal. We ought to pray, God protect this place. God put a hand of protection on this place right here. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Let's stand to our feet tonight. My interpretation of the prayer of Jabez. I believe God wants to prosper. I believe God wants to bless and give us things. But I believe He wants to prosper us in our hearts before all these others. Wouldn't hurt us every day. Lord, bless me spiritually. Give me peace. Give me joy. Give me long suffering. Give me the fruits of the Spirit. That's the blessings of God. Turn to Galatians. Don't now, but look in your Bible in Galatians chapter number 5. That's what you ought to pray for. The fruits of the Spirit. They're completely contrary to the fruits of the flesh or the lust of the flesh. I mean, totally, totally opposite. We ought to pray God give us those. Those are the blessings of God. We ought to pray every day for God's blessing. We ought to pray every day for God to increase our influence. In our families, in our workplace, in our church, in our community. We ought to pray every day for God's power. Man, we need the power of God in our life. And we ought to pray for God's protection. We ought to pray for our children every day. God protect them. God put your hand around it. Every day. Every day. Anthony and Denise up there in Philadelphia. Sister Ashley. But she got to come home earlier. But every day they were there. I didn't just pray for the surgery. I've been to Philadelphia. Especially when they got to come out and go into that recovery house. I was praying every day, God watch over them. Them people's crazy. Crazy. I prayed every day, God put your hand on them and protect them. And he did. Denise almost got hit by a bus. Every day, God, put your hand around that little place where they're staying. God, you protect them. Amen. That preacher up there told me, he said, don't you go out at night. Dangerous. We ought to pray every day, God protect us. Amen. Brother Todd, if you've got a verse, go ahead and sing. God dealing with your heart, won't you come tonight? Won't you start praying that prayer Jabez every day? Lord, bless me. Enlarge my coast. Put your hand upon me. Keep me from evil. We ought to pray that every day. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Todd.